Time now for this week's Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile.
I really want to know. Tell me, who are you?
This week on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile, we learn more about new defensive tackle Nick James.
Nick, you've only been here a brief amount of time. How do you find Regina so far?
It's real relaxing, comfortable, man. I love it. Real home setting, and fans are awesome.
Okay, now, do you find it hard to line up a yard off the ball coming from the States?
My first couple of weeks it was, but now it's you know, I've been working on it, and it's in my mental rotate, so I got it.
It's just football now, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, since you've been here, the defense has really kind of solidified itself with you wreaking havoc in the middle.
Right.
What do you attribute that to?
Just communication. I mean, the guys out there, they know what I can do, and you know, I'm a big guy, and I like to do big things, so they help me do that. And hey, man, as a whole, we've been getting it done. You know, Coach Jones has been doing a great job coaching us up too.
Now, last week you blocked the convert that allowed Duron Carter to return the 2 points back.
Right.
Was that the first time you ever blocked a kick, and what went through your mind once you got your hand on it?
No, that's like my third block kick in my season. Well, in my career. And in my head, I was just trying to, you know, help the team out, man. And once I seen them had the ball, you know, that gave me, you know, it was a good dual accomplishment.
Were you looking for the kicker then, just to lay him right out?
I tried, and I missed, but, you know, maybe next time, this week coming up.
Now, how did you get into football in the first place?
Just family and friends, and just a lot of people just, hey, man, you're fast, you're big, you're explosive. Come play football. So I've been playing football for about 16 years now.
Now, a little bit more about you. Describe to us what Nick James is like outside of the football world.
I'm just, you know, I'm still from Mississippi, so I'm a country boy, man. You know, just kick back and relax. And right now, I've just been in my playbook, so just trying to learn the system.
All right, now you get a chance to go anywhere in the world. Where do you go? What's the first thing you do?
Go back home and get a home-cooked meal from my mother.
What's the best home-cooked meal for mom?
Oh, man. Seafood Alfredo pasta.
Now, what's your best hidden talent that nobody here knows about?
I can play baseball.
What position?
Pitcher.
You hit good, too? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm awesome.
Now, what's one thing that you would like Rider Nation to know about you?
I go hard. Well, you know what? I'm all gas, no brakes. You know?
Just the motor, nonstop motor.
Yeah, nonstop motor, man. Straight diesel.
All right, now I have to ask this because it's kind of come up in social media. Every time you make a play,
right,
people have been saying, I'm Nick James, bitch.
Right.
Now, I'm sure you probably hear that a lot. Does that make you hate Dave Chappelle because of that?
Oh, that's my buddy, man.
do you say that after a play? Do you look down? After you block the convert, did you look down and be like, yo?
Maybe next time I'll try it out. But, nah, man, you know, sportsmanship on the field. But I do growl and bark, though. But that's it.
As long as you can back it up, right?
Yeah.
Now, we take a poll from all the players here, and it's the most important question that we ask anybody. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Why?
They can help me out when I really need the help. Yeah.
Who's your hero?
Probably my pops, my dad, man.
How come?
I mean, you know, he played a little Major League Baseball and came back and took care of me, and now I'm a professional football player.
Now, if you weren't a professional football player, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't?
Yeah.
Probably coaching.
Coaching D-line?
Of course, some type of defense.
And one final one for you. Where do you get your inspiration from? Not necessarily in sports,
right?
Just in life.
Just God, man. I mean, I'm just getting these good feels, and I just try to live like the big man upstairs. So when I notice a little achievement, man, that's a big one to me, and that gives me this thrive to wake up the next morning, let's somehow achieve another achievement. So, oh yeah.
You know what, I do have one more for you.
Right.
Labor Day weekend, I'm not sure if you've been really introduced so far by the rest of the team about what Labor Day means up in Canada here.
Right.
But this is a pretty big game. It's going to be your first Labor Day game. What are you looking – what are you expecting out of this?
Man, I just – hey, I'm expecting to play in this game and get all the fans riled up, man. And, you know, let's make this a great weekend, right? Or day. Is it a day or the –
Oh, it's a whole weekend. Oh, the weekend's it's like a big party. It's like opening kickoff of the NFL weekend. Like it's the big thing going on. So
Hopefully this can be the birthday cake of the weekend. You know, the birthday party. You can put it like that. Yeah. This game. Can't wait to make some big time plays.
There was new defensive tackle Nick James here on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile.